نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. These are a few observations that we made, and if the students pay attention and correct them, inshallah it will be good for you for now, while you are putting the foundation of your life for the rest of your life. And also, if you observe it in the rest of your life, you will find lot of goodness and barakah in your lives. The first one is that we notice that there are quite a few students with this sandals especially, that with the Nike written on it, or the tick that is made. Now many of us, it's not that we want to break the law of Allah, but it is just because we don't know. No. Nike, actually, this Nike word, N-I-K-E, or the tick of it, is a Greek goddess, a god of the Greeks. Like Hindus have idols which they worship, Christians have the cross, or at sometimes they got Isa alayhi salatu wasalam on the cross. Exactly in that category is this Nike also. It is also a Greek goddess, and you will find this mainly on sportswear, because this is the god for victory, to give victory. So people wear it. So we as students, all of us, sometimes even ulama, because just because we don't know, we are wearing it. Sometimes it comes in the hot cap also. Sometimes on the clothing at the back, peak Nike. So all this, we must try and be very careful and avoid it totally. Must I ask which students have got that? But anyway, all of those, you know, try and change it as soon as possible. Get another pair of shoes or something, or cover it up or something. But don't let that be. The word Nike written, or the tick, try and avoid that completely. We all will try, inshallah. The other is, we noticed quite a few students here in the wuzu khanas. Now we got that like a shower, so the water doesn't come out so much. Quite a bit of water is saved. But in the wuzu khanas at the classes, there aren't those shower type fittings as yet. So we find many times students opening the tap fully, and some, we understand nowadays it's nice and warm again, but when it was cold, then a student, for example, or even we see other people in the wuzu khana here, they open the tap full and they are busy making miswak and the water is running. And they are waiting for hot water or whatever else, or even just like that carelessness. And we should just use water the least as possible. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam made wudu from the mud. And you have demonstrated to the students, no? Inshallah, Malana Musa, Qazi Sahib has demonstrated it many places, that how wudu can be made from the mud. And perhaps, I think, this amount of water, a little more? Okay. 700 mils. Water is in that wood, and whole wuzu is made from there. So, in any way, Allah bring us to that stage that we use the mud, or we use a jug or something, but at the moment, with the taps, don't open so much water. We are opening it too much, and a lot of water is getting wasted. And if our wuzu is like that, with wastage, which is a big guna, israf and wastage, tabzir, is a big guna. So if the basis foundation of our namaz is a big guna, then, and also if we are talking in the wuzu, that is even worse. While we making wuzu, we are talking of some, if you are discussing a necessary masala, it's different. But if we are just talking about dunya, then that is even worse. And if that is the foundation of our namaz, then we can imagine what quality of our namaz will be. So inshallah, we all will try that also, that we will try not open the tap too much, inshallah. And just how much is necessary. Other is standing and making wudu. We understand students are from various countries, and in many places, the people stand and make wudu. But it is sunnah to sit and make wudu. Now the excuse that is given for that, the seats are wet, so we can't sit on the seats. That's not really an excuse. Just with your hand you can wipe off the water. or use the tissue if you are more particular. But if there is more water, and also we should be considerate to other people, that when we make wudu, don't let that seed become wet. And if it did become wet, we dry it up again. Don't give the cleaf to anyone. And there are many foreign students, they travel by plane, or even local students, sometimes we have to travel by plane. And if you use the toilet in the aeroplane especially, or in any public toilets, because people's eyes are on the Muslims. So when we finish and we use the toilet, we made wudu. Even if we didn't find the toilet clean, try and leave it clean. And try and leave it neat. All the water splashes, etc., on the floor, on the mirror, try and wipe it off. So that people don't think the Muslims are, they just mess up the place. One place in a ship where there was a radiographer, and he was a Muslim, he was the only Muslim on the ship, working on the ship. So when he used to use the toilet, then a few drops here and there do remain, and the others felt offended with this, that he leaves the toilet with water splashes here and there. So they complained to him. They say, you're the only one, you're a Muslim, you use water in the toilet. So to illustrate to them, they had condensed milk on the table where they were eating, and they complained to him. So he said, take this condensed milk one on your finger and rub it on your palm. Then he said, take a tissue and wipe it off. They wiped it off. Then he said, taste it. Do you still get condensed milk taste? They all said, we understand what you are saying. That when you do your number two and even number one, and you use a tissue, the dirt still remains there. Only water cleans it completely. They understood then that actually water is the thing, and a lot of diseases come from because there is terrible toxins in urine and in stool. And this is on the clothes all the time. And a person doesn't wash it, make istinja, just uses a tissue. In that case, actually he's not cleaning himself, he's polishing himself with that dirt. All that dirt. And then the other sad part is, after that they go in a tub to bath. With all the dirt now in the tub. And when you are in a tub, inadvertently some water enters through your mouth, through your nose, your ears, they eat all the dirty water. That's why also as students, we are still young, we like to go to public resorts, etc. We go and swim in public swimming pools, but there is also all this dirt. Because these people, they show they are very clean, but all this dirt is with them, and they go in that pool with that dirt. And we go and enjoy it, and we think we had a wonderful day. And we, with all the dirt that is there. Also, Hakim Saab, who was here last week, Maulana Abdullah Maulvi explained this, that when we make istinja, we should make istinja with the left hand, the middle finger, the middle part of the finger. If you use your fingertips, and they are especially non-Muslims, especially women, keep their nails long. And then the dirt enters there under. And then you go and eat or something, and with all the dirt. And many people, though, and food also, be very careful that we buy from public outlets. We buy this food from the shops, etc. Who prepares that food? If you ever go and see how it is prepared, I don't think you'll want to eat it again after that. That what and what goes in there, and perhaps it is that what makes it so tasty. And then we are enjoying it all. So we avoid that totally. Eat food which has been prepared properly with clean conditions. Otherwise all that with the dirt and filth, it is extremely very unhealthy. And the effect of it on the body is very great. The other thing is, when we standing and making wudu, or even sitting, many wudu khanas got a notice, please don't lean on the taps. It's also a habit. When you wash your legs especially, then you need some support. Then you should lean on the tap. The tap will break. And then how much water will get wasted? The damage of the tap is one thing, the amount of water that will get waste, that is another. And other places, even if you're sitting, when you get up now after your wuzu, many people, they take support on the tap. And the tap is not so strong to carry that amount. The tap will break, and or the piping will break, and then there's lot of, to repair it again, replace it again, water wastage. So be very careful about that also. Don't lean on the taps. And this applies everywhere, at home, wherever you are, your whole life. Many times, if you are in some place and you damage the tap, now you got a problem, you are responsible, and you are traveling or something. So be very careful with that also. And then, we found this also, many times, not so much, but we do find it, that students go from the class for qiraat classes or for mashq, whatever it is, and many times the lights are left on. Whoever leaves last, make sure you put off the lights. In the rooms also. Always make sure the person who leaves last must put off the lights. And if it happens at any time, there isn't water in the taps. This happens at home also. Sometimes the water, there isn't water supply. Now when we open the tap, we see there is no water. But we don't close the tap again. Now in the time while we are in classes, the water has come. Now the tap was left open and there is no one there. And the water is just running all the time. One time I found while students were in Mutala, the showers, hot water, it's running full. Nobody in the room, nobody in the shower. They just left the tap open and the water is just running. So this is all lot of wastage and it shows a great sign of irresponsibility. We should become responsible and take upon ourselves the duty to see to all these things. Then another very sad thing, many times in the corridors, we find paper lying, yeah, everywhere, and nobody unfortunately gets the tawfiq to pick it up and put it in a dustbin. There are many dustbins, and it's just not an eyesore for anyone to see a crisp wrapper, or any other packet, chocolate wrapper, it's somebody just threw it. First of all, don't throw it like that. And if you notice it, pick it up. And more worse than that, we find that sometimes I can't understand this, but crisp, the actual crisp, the potato crisp lying on the corridor, or the flings, or whatever else, there are so many things. And people are walking and tramping on it. That is food. We don't advise this kind of food, but it is food, and to trap on the food, that's a very, 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 Allah Ta'ala dislikes that very greatly, to show this amount of disrespect to the food. So please keep that also in mind. I'll just repeat just few things. One is the neck, whether it's footwear or clothing, whatever, avoid that. Each one try to avoid it. Don't open the wuzu tap full. And try and avoid standing and making wudu. And in any case, don't take support on the taps. Don't lean on the taps. And leaving the lights on in the rooms also when you leave, in the classrooms also. One time during the holidays, the lights were on and whole night lights were left on. So therefore, be careful. Try and sweep at home also. Don't waste any lights, etc. And then this dirt, crisp papers, etc., which is on the floor, try and pick it up. And if you pick up the actual food stuff, Allah will reward you very greatly. And throw it in such a place, don't throw that in the dustbin, where birds, ants, etc. will eat it, so that they can eat it. Throw it there where they can eat it. Don't throw the food things in the dustbin. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.